Wednesday, August 10th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, last Wednesday, President Biden signed an executive order that would provide taxpayer funding through the Health and Human Services Office for both abortions and transgender surgeries. Interestingly, the nonprofit Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has sounded the alarm, and they are planning to take the Biden administration to court. They say that this executive order would compel healthcare professionals to perform transgender surgeries against their medical judgment and religious conscience.
Tom, can we put this a little bit into the broader reality of this sexual revolution that we are witnessing in our society? I use the word revolution intentionally because a revolution has as its objective the fact that you celebrate what you once condemned and you condemn what you once celebrated. The LGBTQAI+ driving element of this cultural revolution is not looking for tolerance. It's not looking for a place at the table. It is going to own the table, determine who sits at the table, and what you're allowed to do at the table. It may provide another table over in the corner where you're allowed to think things privately and do things privately, but it is determined to eradicate biblical morality from the culture and the embrace of paganism with all of its distortions and chaos. And by the way, eradicate the freedom of Christians who cannot participate because of conscience and actually attack their livelihoods if they don't participate in this revolution. I think we need to be aware of it. But underneath this is something bigger in this cultural revolution, in its rebellion against the Creator by attacking the distinctions of the creation, and in the name of liberty, embracing anarchy, and in the name of freedom, embracing sexual promiscuity and sexual perversion. Tom, there are consequences to this. As I was reading the article and some others, I just jotted down some consequences that are inevitable. Number one, there will be the loss of religious freedom for those who will not go along with this LGBTQAI sexual revolution. Go look at the landscape of the assaults upon bakers and photographers and CEOs and businesses that are targeted if they do not participate in the sexual revolution. Secondly, there is going to be, particularly with this fascination of the bizarre elements of transgenderism and its bizarre consequences and its bizarre claims and its bizarre behaviors, there will be the loss of the privacy, modesty, and safety of spaces for women, which civilization has always embraced. You know, Tom, back in the days of public restrooms in the Roman Empire, everybody was in the same restroom. But what Christianity brought was an influence. No, women in particular need protection of private spaces for not only modesty, but also for safety. Well, there's going to be the loss of the integrity of women's sports. That's going to be another thing that will be lost as well. And then there is the loss of the sanctity in marriage, family, and public life when you declare that men and women may have obvious physical differences, which, by the way, this movement wants to eradicate with chemical manipulation and surgical mutilation. But there is the loss of the celebration of our distinctives as men and women and how God has gloriously and exquisitely made us, and it requires both men and women to properly image God. What is that leading to? That is the grooming of our children for the bizarre consequences of the LGBTQAI. And if you don't think it's working, look at how we have now gone from about 1 to 2% of children who grapple with gender dysphoria to now multiplied by hundreds. And now the cases of transgenderism have multiplied to extraordinary numbers because of this grooming of our children through the social media, through the entertainment world, through the corporate America, and through the academic institutions, most notably the public school. This is nothing more than child grooming, which then leads to child abuse as our children become experiments of things like transgenderism, with lifelong effects when you surgically mutilate a child or you chemically manipulate a child as you suppress hormones and testosterone and really chemically castrate young men in these gender reassignment surgery is a canard. You don't reassign someone's gender. You mutilate the appearance of their gender and you manipulate their hormones, but you do not reassign their gender. They are born male and female. They will die with that same DNA, and this deceptiveness leads to depression and unbelievable rates of suicide. The physical ramifications, the emotional ramifications, the biological ramifications, the relational ramifications, you can't walk back. I have been duped and willingly walked into that which I have become the experiment of these cultural hucksters that are selling the LGBTQAI dynamic. And it is exploding in the lives of our children.
Governor Ron DeSantis, he's probably not the only one, but he is one speaking out against this. The same day that President Biden signed this executive order, here's what Governor DeSantis said.
Talk about these very young kids getting gender-affirming care. They don't tell you what that is they're actually giving very young girls double mastectomies. They want to castrate these young boys. That's wrong. And so we've stood up and said, both from the health and children well-being perspective, you know, you don't disfigure 10, 12, 13-year-old kids based on gender dysphoria. 80% of it resolves anyways by the time they get older. So why would you be doing this? I think these doctors need to get sued for what's happening.
Well, you know, I agree with him. The sanity of the judiciary is our only hope in slowing down this runaway cultural movement of suicide, but also legal culpability. I believe the doctors and the counselors who lead our children into this, I think legal culpability is an avenue that needs to be considered, and I think Governor DeSantis is on to something. Tom, bottom line is, Satan, through this cultural revolution, is appealing to our sin nature that we can be God, and we can deny the God of life and the God of order and the God who has made us male and female. We can deny that and be who we want to be. And what it is the building of a house of cards. You cannot have a culture without the sanity and sanctity of marriage, family, sexuality within marriage, and gender. Without those ethical boundaries and maxims in place, you cannot have a society. And the deception that you can is going to bring us to ruin, and it will bring us under the judgment of God. And the greatest statement of that judgment is when God gives us over to the desires and lusts of our hearts and our flesh. And that divine judgment is now upon our society in its chaos, its depressions, its rising suicide rate, and the loss of hope in our society that is produced whenever the order that God has ordained is disordered by the sinful passions of humanity and the cultural elite who have made our society a playground of rebellion against the Almighty. What is the remedy? It is the gospel. So I call believers and churches, let's be on mission, on message, and in ministry, and bring the hope of Christ to the hopelessness of this rebellion in our culture.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available at your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours at no cost. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.